To purchase a copy of the second edition of Masterpiece in Your Heart, visit Amazon.com or www.winterscribbler.com. For any feedbacks and questions, email us at winterscribbler@gmail.com.
Hi. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Women Love Women podcast. Today, we will talk about chemistry. You guys believe in the concept of chemistry in a relationship? The first time I started to understand that this concept of chemistry exists in a relationship was from a movie, I can't Think Straight. If you have not watched this movie, I suggest you guys go and find where you can watch this and please watch it. All right, this movie is written and directed by Miss Shamim Sarif. The story is so beautifully written and the movie is so sweet, beautiful, it will warm your heart. And talking about chemistry, the main characters, all right, who is played by Lisa Ray and Sheetal Sheth, both of their chemistry are really out of your imagination. So they are both firstly stunning, elegant. Secondly, they are like very like professional in a way that they play these characters. They really carried you so well that in the whole movie, you could repeat it over and over again, the story. And what you, not only them, you see, other characters such as their siblings, who played their siblings, their parents, house helpers, all fit so well into the storyline. I can say I have watched it like probably 30 to 40 times since it was released years ago. I think nearly 10 years ago or maybe more, because recently during COVID lockdown, I just watched it again. But I can guarantee that you lovely birds will love this movie. What happened in this movie is that there was this part where the main characters, Tala and Laila, played by Lisa Ray and Sheetal Sheth, they were discussing about how they have no chemistry with their ex and current boyfriends while walking at the park. So from there, I knew that what is that intangible thing which I couldn't explain whenever I am with certain people. Doesn't matter whether it's a he or she, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship. So, and this is chemistry. The element of compounds, us, C8H11, NO2, plus C10H12, N2O, plus C43H66, N12O12, S2, ESTP, plus ESFP. The amalgamation of your character and mine, the sinking of my thoughts and yours, the feelings we shared. Why, of hundreds of people, are we the exceptions? Why, you and me? Why our determination fits and why our perspectives sing. That eye contact, how our gazes met, those unmet contacts, those magnetic actions, how our intelligence fits when our counts are the same, why us and just us. The multiplication of our strengths and limitations, that subtraction of our strengths with our limitation, the opposite reflections of our likes, the square roots of our gestures, all fit well, overwhelming. We as one. Chemistry is something which cannot be forced in a relationship. Doesn't matter whether in friendship, romantic relationship, relationships with classmates or even with co-workers. Definitely, you know, at some point in time, we will experience these situations. And then, because of the awkwardness, we will try to match ourselves with some people by force. We will force ourselves to do the things that they like. But eventually, when we are doing that over and over again, you realize that, you know, it doesn't work. How hard you try, it will be like a magnetic force that repels everything. Any words that you try to say or anything that you might have tried to start conversation with him or her about the weather or the news, everything will not work at all. You're trying to find common grounds, but in fact, it will be from bad and then to worst. And during that moment, you wish someone else will join you in the conversation just so you could escape from the bubble you have with this person. I wrote this poem when I realized that of all 10 people in that room, I will be normally attracted to that only one person. And every time I will wonder whether is it because the person is very good looking. Then I will look around and see there are like, no, not really. There are two or three others who are perfectly more beautiful or pretty than this person is. So I don't think it is about the looks at all. That is why when I wrote this poem, this kind of situation has been happening to me like very consistently. And I will always ask myself, what is this? And most of the time, I notice that it is like a mutual kind of feelings. Like, I can give you a few examples, but the recent one, which I remember it very clearly, was around 2018, I think, when I continued my studies. I was taking my master's at that time. So I will get bored, you know, when there is none of my classmates that I could, you know, like, have a crush on or, you know, look forward to. It is not that none of them are beautiful or smart, but I don't have someone who I want to look forward to see when I come to class, you see. Then what happened was that when another batch of my classmates joined us 2 months later, it's like a two batches. So January, the first batch, which is my batch, my classmate. And then in March, there is another batch, which is also considered our classmate, but they come later. So what happened is that there is another batch of my classmates joined us during that time. One morning, when I entered the lecture hall, my eyes automatically locked on one of my new classmates. Listen, I don't know her name. I don't know her personality. I have zero knowledge about her. She was sitting with one of my classmates, which is one of my actual classmates. What happened is that I couldn't stop myself from looking at her side. It's like a magnet, which I feel like she could sense it, because whenever I talk to someone, I would just like try to look at her side, you see. It's clearly not because of my other classmates. If yes, I would have said so, isn't it? I mean, like, I would have feel so way before 2 months ago, but it's not her. But she didn't really look at me directly. So since then, I will try to find like reasons to start conversation with her, like the first few reasons to start conversation with her. What happened is after a few modules, I could feel she knew it, because she did respond to like my flirting and sometimes stealing smiles when she noticed that I am actually looking at her side, you know. Oh, and it happens also that at one time or twice happened, we would just hold each other's arms and hands for no reasons while walking with our classmates towards the canteen during lunchtime. Okay, listen, we do not hang out with the same group of friends, okay? Neither have we talked about anything or everything. So our chatting is like, hey, you're so good at presentation. Your presentation was good. Hey, she also told me, how do you even have time to go and do this PowerPoint slide with animation, with make it beautiful? You know, that kind of chatting is basically more on like, what happened at that moment. So just so you know, chemistry happen doesn't mean that you have to have like a same thing to talk about. Basically like personal, or probably we have something to talk about, but we do not have the chance to talk about personally, you know. Just so you know, she is like smaller than me, but very, very fit. Very, very fit. I'm not kidding. She's like, you know, oh, because she was involved in this boat rowing. Yeah. And of course, she's very smart. Oh, you know, this is also one very funny thing. During one of our games, when a few of our classmates, we had dinner together after a module completion, which is common. So most of the time we will have like dinner together after we complete our modules, because our modules is like 5 days at one time, you know. One of the questions was, what have you all done before that no one knows during this game? One of our classmates actually have these questions prepared, and she was like randomly asking all of us. So we have to answer and share it within our group, in the group. So her reply was, she kissed a girl before. Can you hear what I say? So she said that she kissed a girl before. And she's not the first person. She's not the only one who said that. There is another girl who also said that. But I'm not focusing on the other girl because I was interested in her. So I tried to control my successful guess. I kind of like guessed successfully, but I didn't know that she actually kissed a girl. Apparently, my radar, just called the gaydar, is very well calibrated. In my heart, I was like, yes, yes, it works. And I'm right. All this while, I have been analyzing and trying out what exactly is chemistry and how it works. Chemistry in terms of chemistry in our communication and relationship with people, right? Is it something which is secreted from our body? Something that the other person could also feel it? Okay, is it something which is secreted from our body that the other person could also feel it? Is it something that they can see through our eyes? Because that's what they say, eyes is the window to your soul, right? So is it something like attention given from someone to you and it's very obvious? Because what I notice is that it is like a mutual response. So basically, I am more focused on what I feel and observe whether the other person responds openly to it. So, but I have no idea if someone or another person likes me or whether I will be automatically respond to them. Complicated in a way, like I could feel and I could try to observe the response, but I'm not sure whether if someone likes me in a certain way, but I'm responding to the person. I am really not sure about this yet. When I wrote this poem, it is about how I got attracted to one of my close friend's friend, whom I mentioned in episode 1. Some way, I could feel that there is somewhat a mutual response from her to my behavior towards her. I'm not discussing about whether she feels the same way, because that would be out of the line. Talking about someone and guessing, but what I'm saying is that the way she will also look at my side when I was not looking at her, or taking the opportunities to go out together with her boyfriend at that time, and how they purposely wanted to make my friend jealous. And when I gave her something secretly, she asked me, why am I hiding, or who am I, who I am worried of, that kind of response. And when we took pictures in a group, her body will gesture and poses were towards mine and not others. So it's like close. And even though we don't really like know each other very close yet during that time. So anyway, these are my analysis. Some of the many examples of how chemistry works in a friendship.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
Okay, let us talk a bit about how chemistry could fit into relationship between friends. I believe it is all about the common grounds and similar likings that friends have with one another that could explain the meaning of chemistry. Normally, after you chat with someone and share your hobbies, perspectives on certain issues, goals and dreams, then you realize that at times there will be like opposite views. I feel like what someone likes or not has nothing to do with chemistry. It is common to have different interests between a couple, isn't it? Don't you think so? For me, I find that chemistry is something which is not tangible. It comprises of like feelings, the way someone is thinking, the aura, the energy when they meet, or their expressions and body language with one another. I feel like those comprises the aspect or the concept of chemistry. Personally, based on my experience, my friends and I, most of us have opposite perspective at times on issues we discuss, but we could still hang out with one another. So another debated perspective on this would be why I could not hang out with other friends or my other classmates. Is it because we do not have the same perspective and interests? Then what is the explanation when I told you about those individuals whom I mentioned earlier? At one glance, I was attracted to her, but not those other 48 people in the room. Listen, I don't even know her. What is that then? Apparently, there are studies done related to chemistry development between couples and in relationships. And one of them highlighted about mutual interests, similarity in characters, values, life goals, and intimacy with each other. In which I agree only when the relationship has developed. But what about those first attractions? Can we consider that too as chemistry? Yeah, until now, I still have no answer for these questions. If you guys have any perspective on this issue or have experienced this before, please share it with me. I will be glad to know what is this. By the way, in the poem, in case you are curious, what is that long formula that I've read? Chemical formula is a chemical formula compound, C8, blah, 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 all that. It's actually a chemical formula of love. So I decided to use this indirectly in here to match the title of the poem. Okay, while ESTP plus ESFP are acronyms for one of the personality types, which stands for extroverted, sensing, thinking, perceiving, while ESFP stands for extroverted, sensing, feeling, perceiving. What I tried to convey was how individuals with different personality could build a chemistry.
To purchase a copy of the second edition of Masterpiece in Your Heart, visit Amazon.com or Winterscribbler.com. For any feedbacks and questions, email us at Winterscribbler@gmail.com.
All right, babes, if you have anything that you would like to share on your experiences with women or how you have chemistry with any of them whom you were or are attracted to, please do send me an email. And if you don't mind me sharing to the listeners in our upcoming episode, please indicate it in the email. I would be glad to share with them. Thank you for listening and see you all in the next podcast, which I will be chatting about a song written by Taylor Swift from her album 1989. See ya!